NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, my name is Joe from PHF, and this is my new album, Purest Hell.
So, yeah, my first question is just about the overall album in general. What did inspire Purest Hell?
I mean, the whole album, I guess, is inspired by, like, grief after I lost my friend Ruben Winter in September of 2020. And I guess this was, like, this was just after, like, all the lockdown and stuff. And I just, I don't know, I wasn't really doing anything anyway. So lockdown didn't, affect me that much. But, like, music is usually how I process terrible things in my life. So I really just went internal on that and just was making a lot of stuff and writing a whole lot and just trying to make music that reminded me of Ruben. So a lot of the album, there's like lots of breaks that I was cutting, which like he kind of introduced me to all that stuff, like drum and bass, jungle, like you know, a lot of that like UK stuff. And so, and then just like doomy kind of like middle stuff like that. So I was just kind of like using that as like a tool to, I guess, feel like close to him again. And just, I don't know, it just made me feel close to him. Like I just said, I guess. So I was just really leaning into that, and because I didn't really know how to process it. It's kind of hard to talk about because I still don't really know how to process it. It still feels weird talking about it, but I guess it's been almost 2 years. But yeah, it was just really just, it's grief, I guess, and just the huge like chasm of emotions that come with that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like as well, in this album of yours, it also does feel quite gritty at times. And I guess that grief could, yeah, reflect in just that kind of hard and raw and quite vulnerable sound that comes throughout the album.
Yeah, he was just like a super close friend. We made so much music together. We used to live together for a while as well. We had a practice space that was in like this old like storage container, I guess, or like in like one of those storage buildings that like Street Chant and stuff used to use. And we used to go there every Friday night and make music till like 5 a.m. We just like made a lot of music together and we were just super close. And yeah, he was just a big part of my life, basically. Yeah.
So was it just kind of like you improving and just going with the flow, not really worrying about the outcome until you heard it all together? Like, what was the process?
I feel like the more I make music, the less I give a shit about what genre it is, or like almost the more I want to make it like in a post, like post genre type of thing. Like my friend the other day told me about genre hell, I think they called it. And I'd never heard that before, and I really like that term because it's just kind of like the most, like, it's just such a like abrasive mix of genres, and like, I don't know, I just really like that term. So I'm gonna start using that as like a description for especially this album. I guess it's also called Purest Hell, so it works too. But yeah, no, I just think it's nice playing with different sounds and like not just making like a rock album or like, you know, a pop album, just like using lots of different things because I just listen to different music, so it seems weird to just make one kind.
Yeah, exactly. And that's also, I feel like I found it hard myself trying to describe this album as well. I kind of said techno because I was like, yep, got some cool like superficial sounds, but yeah, there's still kind of that earthy feel as well and other sounds that aren't typical with that genre as well. So yeah, it's not a one genre fits all by any means. And Skincare is the first song we are talking about. Could you take me through this world?
So Skincare is the main song that I wrote for Ruben, and I kind of like started writing that song while I was playing his song Cornhusker a lot, because it follows a similar progression in a way, like on guitar. So I was playing that a lot, and it kind of just turned into its own little song. And I think I wrote it when I was house sitting for Grace after Ruben had died, and then Grace went to Christchurch for the holidays, and they wanted someone to like cat sit basically, and I went and stayed in their house and recorded like an unplugged album basically, which is just like acoustic versions of old songs, and then Skincare was like the one new one that I had made. And the production of that one is very heavily influenced by Ruben's like influence on me, which is just like very just like, I don't know, it's like kind of like just I guess it would be like jungle influence. See, like the thing is, I feel like I still don't really like, I'm not super educated about like the genres that he taught me or like introduced me to, but I was just I was playing around with that so much that I turned it into, it was almost like I recorded the acoustic version and then remixed it for the album in a way. So it's like this album feels like a lot of the songs are like I wrote a song and then remixed it while I produced it, if that makes sense.
We'll be right back.
the song's called A Letter from Purest Hell, and I mean, this was the last song I made. I usually make the, I feel like recently I've been making the like title track last and in under an hour, because it's almost like I just want it to be like super immediate and the most like authentic like feeling of the album. And I want to make it last because it feels like I've gone through everything else. I should probably almost like sum it up in a weird way. But that one is probably the most like lyrically, it's like a, like the most blatantly about grief, I think. And I think the dynamic of it as well is super like, so it starts off quite like quiet and just very almost like indifferent and numb, and then just goes into like a super aggressive like ending, and then just ends super abruptly, which I don't know, it felt like a good like dichotomy and like representation of how I felt, especially like about the album in general and just at the time. And yeah, I think it almost is like some sort of relief in a way. I don't know if that comes across, but to me it's just kind of like the two like opposing ends of grief, like almost like sad indifference and then abrasive aggressive like pain in a way, just super like raw and like exposed. Yeah.
Thank you.
song's called No One Tries. I actually made the instrumental for No One Tries about like 4 years ago and like completely forgot about it. It was like originally just like I took the instrumental and then slowed it down really hard and then compressed the shit out of it. So it's just like so crammed and like super like abrasive. I think like vocally this is one of the most like raw songs on the album, like because it's going on some like black metal shit in a way vocally, like it's just like full on like primal scream therapy kind of shit. Like, yeah, like I think primal scream therapy is a good way to describe it because it's just super like in your face and like overwhelmingly abrasive and like confronting, I guess. But I like the dichotomy of how it's like the anti-chorus, because the chorus is super like, I mean, it's not a pop song, so I don't really know if there's a chorus, but like the it's like verse chorus, but it's like the opposite of like quiet. What is it? Quiet, loud, or you know, the like the Pixies thing where it's like you know, like a quiet verse and then a loud chorus. It's like super loud verse and then like very like calm, chill chorus, because the verse is just super like aggressive and then the chorus is just like very calm and then I don't know, it just felt kind of like childish in a way, because like it's like throwing a tantrum. So I added the xylophone into the chorus part because it just felt right. Again, it's kind of like that whole like environment thing. I feel like a lot of songs I make is like very like primal and like childish or something. You're like throwing a tantrum depending on what the song is, but it's like, I don't know, sometimes I like I'm just like shut up.
Thank you.
The song is called Nothing At All, and I made this one when I was feeling like super numb, I guess. And I feel like the vibe of that song is kind of like very just, I don't know how to describe it. Just, I don't know, like, yeah, numb and different. Very like, it's like a shrug in a song. Like, that's kind of the vibe I was going for. I was also like listening to heaps of like Portishead at the time, and the production is super like influenced, I think, by Portishead. Maybe just like the break I used and like the guitar. It kind of, that one, and like vocally, it's just very like I'm whispering a lot, and I feel like I've been doing that more like in the last couple years. Like I used to, I mean, I feel like when I'm not doing whispering, my voice sounds like a wasp. So I like, again, like I like the like dynamic of that, like being super quiet or being super loud and annoying. So this one's just basically like very calm, and then the end is just very like blown out. The vocals are super like distorted, nasally. Like, I feel like the song is kind of like very like hopeless in a weird way, and then the end of it is just kind of like, well, fuck it, and then it's just like, let's party or something, like just like cranking the distortion on all the guitar and like chucking some like tambourine in there or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
the song is called Semi-Truck. This one I wrote and probably made in like maybe 20 minutes. It was I was sitting in bed like at like, I don't know, like 3 a.m. or something. I had the window open and I just like my light was on and all these moths kept coming in. And like, I don't know if this like this isn't true, but I've always thought moths were comprised 100% of dust.
Oh, I like, have been there.
I don't know if that's like a weird myth.
Squash it, and then it's just like it's just dust.
It's just nothing, right? Like there's like their entire like constitution of a body is straight up just dust. And I was just like thinking about that. And I was like, so the lyrics are just like talking about me like trying to close the window and then like talking about how like hopefully the moths don't know they're dust on the inside and just like, and like using that as like an analogy for like life in a weird way. And like the, I don't know, I was very feeling lots of like existential dread as per. And so like the main like lyric of the song is by the time I figure this one out, it'll all be over. And it just kind of feels like a lot of that shit in life. You like, you don't really figure anything out until it's like over. It's like kind of the same thing as like, you don't know what it's got. I mean, you don't know what you got till it's gone type of shit. I don't know. And like the like, environment for that one was just like picturing like I was just like a moth like flying around and getting hit and stuck on like the grill of like a truck, like,
oh wow,
and just like that's why it like starts off with that like
that makes so much sense.
Yeah, and just like, and just being like stuck and like dying slowly in the grill of this truck and just like that being your life. I don't know, it's like and just like how like meaningless everything is and just, you know, you're just like this speck of dust kind of, and just it felt like the most like I don't know, I really like the production on that song. And my friend Johnny Fantasy Love did like all these really great vocal harmony effects on it. And yeah, because like I really love their music, and yeah, they just make really good music. I was I just sent them the album. I was like, do you want to be on any of these songs? And they said yeah, and they like I don't know, I think they had ideas for like 4 songs, and I was like, whoa. That's just like, I think like some of the, because like because I had a bunch of other friends jump on there and I was just like, let's do just 2, because I feel like if you do too many it'll like, I don't want to like make you work too hard. I don't know. But yeah, I just made that song really quickly. I really like the I don't know, it just feels very like apocalyptic or something in a way, like very like comet hitting the earth type of beat. Like,
oh,
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.